Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Now, I'm very excited to have in the studio right now Lydia and Alicia from Life in Vacant Spaces, or LIVS for short, who are here to talk about the Incubator, which is a new initiative in the central city at the moment, which is very exciting. I'll start off quite simply by asking, what is it?
Well, I'll probably start with what Life in Vacant Spaces is.
Yeah, that's actually a better
So place people actually know what we do to start with. So we're an organisation that have been around post-earthquakes and post-earthquakes. So we recently celebrated our 10-year anniversary,
Happy
which is pretty
birthday.
Cool.
Wow, 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. So we've essentially supported around 700 projects over that time, which is pretty cool to look back on.
Oh, my gosh.
And our core, I suppose our core purpose around a lot of other things is to broker space, broker empty space in the central city, whether that be indoor space, vacant sites, spaces up for lease with temporary projects, so mid to medium term projects.
Yeah.
And give people a space to test an idea or a project within that space. So
cool.
Essentially we're brokering between landowners and what we call project partners.
Right, and like a very valuable space to be in there, and really important. And now you've got the Incubator.
Yeah, so the Incubator was born out of the central city becoming more and more developed and less opportunity for people to find affordable space, because that's also what we try to do, is find affordable space for these people to test these ideas. So we decided to create a space of our own that people could come and use as a testing ground that brings diversity into the central city as well. So ensuring that we're offering a space that people can create quite unique projects and see if they work within our city.
And I think that's like a really kind of important point to make, is when you rent a space, you know, you're committing for like 12 months a lot of the time. And sometimes like that is actually in and of itself like quite a big commitment. Is that sort of what you're finding?
I guess there's a lot of people that want to test their ideas.
Yeah, right.
To begin with, which is why the Incubator is great, because we've got like a minimum of 10 days and a maximum of 2 months, which gives like such a broad range of time for people to go in and for us to see so many projects go through it. And if we're kind of offering, if they want to continue on their project, we can look into other spots around the city to go. But yeah, it's definitely like the testing ground for all these groups and communities.
And everyone sort of needs that. So, like, thank you for providing that. You were mentioning before we came on the air, you've basically got it full till December.
Yeah. I can give you a little taster of what we've got coming up.
Feed us. Tell us what kind of things are going to be in there.
Yeah, but so the ideas are just amazing, and I can't wait to see how they take over this 20-foot container.
Yeah, right.
So at the moment, we've got the White Room in there, and they're a community, creative space people who go in and develop... like help people develop like creative things and run workshops.
Yeah, cool.
And at the moment they've like lined the walls with these white papers, and you can go in and you can just like illustrate and draw or write poetry. Walk off the street. They've got a workshop today called Poetry Bites, and it's going to be like poetry coaching, creative writing prompts, and other kind of writing feedback. And that's on from 10 till 4 today. So if you're just walking down the street, or if you're on your lunch break and you want to see what those guys are up to, you can just pop in. And then we've got a artist called Harriet, and she's going in and creating her kind of home studio, but in a public space. And kind of testing that out.
Cool.
And then we've got Duck You, who is an eco streetwear from Christchurch.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, so Jack's going in and kind of doing some talks and workshops just on how he began his small business.
All
the things that have come out of it. So
right.
It's really, broad and, so much going into and coming out of it.
So a real range of things there, though.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
And I thought what I should fill in, because this might have been a blank that we missed out, but the incubator is a 20-foot container that we've kitted out.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So we've fitted it out with our mates at Plain and Simple, who have done a fantastic job. It's fully insulated. It's got a beautiful mural on the outside by an artist called Anna Craw, who designed it, and Lydia actually painted it. So people can go in and configure the space really how they want to, use it for.
Cool. And that was actually another point I was going to make. It's hard to miss because there's this big mural on it.
Yeah, so 110 Cashel Street is where it is located.
Great.
Yeah.
So how did the mural come about?
Well, I guess we just wanted something that was like bright, eye-catching.
Yeah, right.
To see, and we got in contact with Anna Craw. I love her design. She's a local artist as well, which was kind of so important for us to keep like everything in Otatahi, because full of like amazing creative beings and,
absolutely.
So that's kind of how it came around.
So what are you sort of hoping for the future of this incubator?
I think the dream would be, we've currently got the site licensed till February and hoping to have it following that. What is nice about it being a container is that we can move it to around the city to different sites.
Yes, of course.
A dream really, if we could receive funding of sorts from some creative arts funder, would be to even test it around different locations, maybe rural locations around New Zealand.
Yeah,
would be
cool.
Amazing. So people can all have this within their town or their city and see what they can, what creative projects. So we're kind of looking for, creatives, entrepreneurs, educators, communities. So really no idea is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. So give me kind of an idea of what it sort of looks like inside. So is it kind of just a big white box and people can put in what they want and move things around?
So Plain and Simple have just created this amazing, on one side it's like this wall that you can move around shelves and like take shelves off and leave it blank.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, wow. It's real snazzy. This is why you need to go and check it out, because I'll be terrible at explaining it. So one side's kind of got, shelves and little cubbies that you can display things on. Mm-hmm. And then the other side is a blank white wall that
you can
hang pictures on or, project a screen or like a show onto. It's pretty it's a blank canvas. And we want it to be kind of as versatile as we can make a 20-foot container for sure.
And I mean I was saying before we came on here, like, I just love how containers has always been a theme in Christchurch post-earthquake, and you're carrying that on. May containers never die.
Yeah, well, you look back at the restart mall and how popular that was at the time. And just, again, creating something a little bit different
for
people to come across and experience, really. Yeah.
I was talking about the restart mall the other day, actually, just with Mum and Dad. I loved going there.
Oh, I miss it so much.
Yeah, because that was like my teenage years when Mum and Dad are like, right, you can go out with your friends now. We'd just get like souvlaki and hang about.
It always had a good vibe.
It was so cool. Well, lastly, thank you so much for what you do, guys. It's so cool. Just quickly, where is it again?
So the location is 110 Cashel Street, so it's fairly much beside Rollicking Gelato on Cashel Street,
on a
vacant site.
Yeah. And if people want to rent or use the space, how can they get in contact and do that?
So the space costs, just so people know, $150 per week, including internet and power, so all inclusive of GST.
That's pretty good.
And if you want to get in touch with us, our contact is info@livs.org.nz. And we're at www.livs.org.nz, and you can find some more information or follow us us on Instagram or on Facebook also.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Follow them on all the socials.
And if you're keen to know the projects that are coming up, mm-hmm. we'll be posting about it on our social media
as
well.
Oh, great. Well, yeah, I just love the work you guys do. It's so important, so vital to Christchurch. So thank you for that. And thank you for coming on the show.
Cool, thanks for having us.